mercy, for his mercies endure forever. Amen. Hallelujah, for his mercies endure forever. Amen. Glorify yourself, Lord. Glorify yourself, Lord. Glorify yourself in my life, in my life. Jehovah, glorify yourself, Lord. Glorify yourself, Lord. Glorify yourself, Lord. In my life, I cannot do without you. I cannot do without you, Lord. I cannot do without you. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Jehovah, I cannot do without you. I cannot do without you. I cannot do without you. Oh, Lord. Brethren, then not that answered by fire. He will answer me by fire. He will answer me. Today, today, today. Baba, today. Then not that answered by fire. Oh, he will answer me by fire. He will answer me by fire today. The Lord that answered by fire. He will answer me by fire. He will answer me by today, today, today. Oh, Lord, the Lord that answered by fire. He will answer me by fire. He will answer me by fire. Brethren, you are the Lord, you are my Lord. You are the eyes that used to see. You are the key that opens the door. You are the owner of my soul. The bush that burns and never consumes. What shall I render to you, O Lord? I will bow down and worship your name. You are my Lord. You are my Lord. You are my Lord. You are my. You are the eyes. You are the eyes that used to see. You are the key that opens the door. You are the owner of my soul. The bush that burns and never consume. What can I render to you, O Lord? I will bow down and worship your name. You are my Lord. Sing it one more time. You are the Lord. You are my Lord. You are the eyes that used to see. You are the key that opens the door. You are the owner of my soul. He pushed up on it and never consumed. What shall I render to you, O Lord? Baba, we bow down and worship you. You are my Lord. Just worship Baba. What shall I say unto the Lord? All I have to say is thank you, Lord. Glory, Aya, glory, Oma. What shall I say unto the Lord? Baba, all we have to say is thank you. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All we have to say, thank you. Oh, brother, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All we have to say is thank you, Lord. Brother, what shall you say? Hey, over top of mine. All we have to say is thank you, Lord. Brother, what shall you say? Brother, over all your children, Mama, all we have to say is thank you. Now with your loud voice, all I need is thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All we have to say is thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. All I have to say is thank you. He can never change. He has never changed. He can never change, because Jesus is him forever. Hallelujah. Oh, he has never changed. Baba, he has never changed. He can never change. Jesus be saved forever. Oh Lord, your word is settled in heaven, it is settled. Oh, your lips in higher forever. Oh Lord, oh Lord, but if your word is settled, in heaven, eating over your children forever. Oh, just worship the Lord tonight. Your word is settled in heaven, eating over your battle forever. Oh, yes, oh Lord. God is settled in heaven, it is set forever, forever. Oh Lord, oh yes, God is settled in heaven, it is over your family, oh Lord, ever. Baba, oh Lord, your word is settled in heaven, it is settled. You don't lift up your voice and to bless the name of the Lord. If you know truly the word of God is settled in heaven to life, concerning your case, lift up your voice and to worship the King of Glory, the Lord of Lords. From January to February, from February to March, March to April, April to May to June to July, August, September, now in the month of October. If truly the God has been faithful to you, lift up your voice and lift up bless the name of the Lord. He's the King of Kings, the I am that I am, the ocean divider, the battle fighter. Lift up your voice and lift up, appreciate you. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be adored. There is no lack of him. Father, we worship your majesty tonight. Who is like unto thee, oh my God? Among the gods, who is like unto thee? You are glorious in holiness. You are fearful in presence. You are doing wonders at will. Father, we thank you for your grace over their life. It's not by power, it's not by might that we are able to see in the month of October. Father, we appreciate you. There are several millions of people that died this year. They did not plan the death, but something happened somehow. The road they passed through, you and I have gone through the road. The buses they entered, we have gone through the bus. But yet, God has been faithful to us. Lift up the book and we need to bless. blessed name of the Lord. Even in the road that we are going day and night, the air we are breathing every day, there are disease walking around the air. But the Bible says, 1,000 shall fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand. They said they will not come near you. Lift up your hands to worship Him. Begin to bless His holy name. Sing any song in your language to appreciate the Almighty God. Ah, Baba, I need to say, yo. In your language, sing a song. And you let say, yo. Just begin to worship Him. It's worthy to be praised. It's worthy to be adored. If not for God have been on our side, what shall we be saying by now? Father, we thank You. In some families, every single month, they are crying and weeping. Father, we thank You.
This is what we want.
This is what we want. It's worthy to be adored. It's worthy to be adored. That's what I'm going to do. Oh, we worship Your Majesty, Lord. Thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You. Oh, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, 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 like unto You. Ah, yes, 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 yes. Just worship Him, just worship Him. You have the mouth open, Your mouth open to bless Him. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes. Oh, Lord, above the gods. Is like Thee. You are glorious in holiness. How do I? I'm fearful in praising. Always do. He wonders. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, just begin to worship Him. He's worthy to be praised. He's doing wonders and will. If not for God that has been on our side, what shall we be saying by now? The enemy has constructed conflict for everyone here. But God, in His infinite mercy, did not allow their plan to come to reality. Open your mouth and with the blessing of the Lord. Only we have a share for what you have done in our life. Thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You. Oh, we lift Your hand, Lord. We magnify Your name. If we have a 1,000 tongues, it's not enough to worship Him. It's worthy to be praised. Our children are going to school. You don't know the kind of thing going on here. But God is watching over them. Oh, we bless Your Majesty tonight. Holy Spirit, we look unto You. Help us. We have no power of our own. Just worship Your Maker tonight. Marise ketele brosoto makayebo. Open Your mouth and pray, 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 pray. Just begin to worship Him over Your children. Name them one by one. Open Your mouth and with the blessing of the Lord. The way God has been watching over them, over the battle of your life. Open Your mouth and with the worshiping. It's worthy to be praised. If not for God that be on our side, Father, we magnify You, Lord. We lift You up, my Lord, for Your mighty and the word of the Lord. Be Thou exalted, Lord. Oh, yes, we worship You, Lord. Oh, take all the glory, Father. We appreciate You. We love You, Lord. Thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You. For being there for us at all times, a very present help in time of need. Father, we thank You. Be Thou exalted in Jesus' name. We are praying. Say, oh Lord, my Father, any sin I've ever committed in my life that want to stand against my prayer tonight, have mercy upon me in the name of Jesus. Open Your mouth and begin to ask God for mercy. Only we shall know me in the name of Jesus. Father, be merciful, merciful. Show me Your mercy tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, show me Your mercy, mercy, mercy. Show me Your mercy tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, show me Your mercy. Ah, Olu, wow. Father, show me Your mercy tonight. I cannot do it without You. It's by Your mercy that we are not consumed, O Lord. Father, please be showing me Your mercy. Father, show me Your mercy. Blind Bartimaeus cry for mercy. His life never remain the same. Father, tonight, please, by Your mercy, have mercy upon me. Open Your mouth and pray. It's not the works of Your righteousness. It's by His grace alone. Open Your mouth and ask God, O Lord. Father, shalom for me, say. Oluwa, shalom for me, say. Oluwa, shalom for me, say. Father, show me Your mercy tonight. And let Your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Say, heaven over my prayer tonight. Open by fire,
declare your heaven open in the name of Jesus. Father, tonight, O Lord, without an open heaven, your prayer cannot go anywhere. He said, let us come boldly to the throne of grace that we can receive help in time of need. Father, tonight, we want to connect to the throne of grace. Father, please let my heaven open. Let my heaven open. Let my heaven open. Let my heaven open. Declare your heaven open tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, please let my heaven open tonight in the name of Jesus. Don't let me be the same tonight. Father, let my heaven open. Father, let my heaven open. Over my children, over my family, let our heaven open in Jesus. Mighty name, we are praying. Say, oh Lord, my Father, by the power in the blood of Jesus, I take authority over every principality and power in my environment tonight. In the name of Jesus, every power ruling my environment, every satanic animal that is always swallowing prayers to answer my prayer, be arrested tonight, be arrested, be arrested. My brother, my sister, if I would say we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principality and power, there are some principality where you are residing. That's why prayers have not been answered. Some animals will be looking at you. You will think they are your friend. There is something going on in the spirit. Open your mouth and pray tonight. By the power and the blood of Jesus, I take authority. The Bible says we overcame by the blood of the Lamb. Open your mouth and pray. By the blood of Jesus, I overcome every wicked animal in my environment. I sign again my prayer. Open your mouth and pray for yourself. Help yourself in that prayer. In the name of Jesus, help yourself tonight and let your name be glorified in Jesus. Mighty them, we are praying. Say, oh Lord, my Father, in tonight's meeting, let me pray to prevail in the name of Jesus. The Bible says we ought not to pray and not to faint. Father, we ought to pray and not to faint. Father, please hold up tonight. I want to pray and prevail. I want to have victory in my battle tonight. In the name of Jesus. When I enter into the battle, I know with God on my side, I will be victorious. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus. In tonight's prayer. Father, please remember me. Father, remember me. Father, remember me. Open your mouth and pray. That is it. That is the prayer. Open your mouth and pray. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Beloved, tonight is another strange night. I beg you in the name of Jesus, let everything about you concentrate on this prayer. If you are joking, the enemy, I really at war. The Bible says the wicked goes, the enemy goes like a roaring lion looking for who to devour. They are going from one place to the other to destroy anybody. He said they have come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. And as you know, towards the end of the year like this, there are eaters of flesh and drinkers of blood. A news that I heard today from one place in Nigeria where I used to live, where I live, in the Barua, they say a old gas station got bought. There are several points. Burnt houses in that environment. They did not plan it, but the eaters of flesh and the drinkers of blood, they were at war to make sure they drink blood. I stand here to decree in the name that is above every other name, whoever plan to eat your flesh and drink your blood this year, according to Psalm 27 verse 1 to 3, they will eat their own flesh and they will drink their own blood in the name of Jesus. You are going to pray. Shout this one loud and clear. Say, any power that has vowed that I will cry over my family this year. You are a liar. I will put your mother pray. Intercede for your family. This is the time the Lord you have been waiting for. Help yourself into my prayer. A close word is a close destiny. The enemy are really at work tonight. Open your mother prayer and God is about to make us give us victory in the name of Jesus. And the power that's here will shed tears over my family. Open your mother abroad. Be wasted. Open your mother prayer. Pray. Help yourself tonight in the name of Jesus. A closed mouth is a closed destiny. Look at what is happening already. I will not cry over my family. I will not cry over my wife, my children. I will not cry over my family, over my blood. In the name of Jesus. Pray. Help yourself tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Aha! In Jesus. Mighty them, we are praying. You are going to pray like this. I told you, one of the battles that the enemy is what wants to fight this year is to fight people with spirit of death. They were not too happy about the number of people that died all over the world, and they are now looking for opportunity to make sure they increase their death. Tonight, I decree, every spirit of death, what because of you and your family. Because of me and my family, if your amen is loud, the ground will open up and swallow them in the name of Jesus. It was that spirit that visited Job and his children. One day, all the children died like this. I am praying for somebody here. Ni oruko Jesu Christi. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are going to pray like this. The you spirit of death, I am not your candidate. Die by fire. You know what we need to pray that prayer. This is what the enemy are planning. He said, when the enemy come like a flood, the spirit of God will raise a standard against them. Open what I pray. Aha! I love when that sister pray that prayer. Pray that prayer seriously. In the name of Jesus, especially the dream you just had recently over your family, begin to cancel it. It will not come to pass. It will not come to pass. You will not bury any member of your family. In the mighty name of Jesus, let your name be glorified. In Jesus, mighty name, we are praying. You are going to pray for somebody there. Pray for yourself like this. Say this one without apology to any power. Say every battle assigned to waste my life. You are a liar. Scatter by fire. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Every battle that is determined to waste my life, enough is enough. Da, 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 da. Open your mouth and pray. Look at what is happening already. Pray for yourself tonight. In the name of Jesus, every battle that want to end the life of your children, every battle that want to tamper with your glory, they shall be wasted tonight. In Jesus' name, we are praying, beloved. I told you before, was it about a month ago, if not any part of last month, they just called me from a 24-year-old boy and somebody. They say that. I say, what is your 24 to see to the Lord? What? You know, these are the things that the enemy is planning to do. They know that when you have a colorful future, they will do everything possible to kill that Christian. But tonight, I gather all our children together. For those who have given birth and yet to give birth, I speak prophetically in the name that is above every name. Every spirit of death that is planning to tamper with the life of my children, if your heaven is loud, they shall scatter by fire. They shall scatter. 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 In the name of Jesus. Aha! You are going to pray for yourself like this. Aha, that is it. That is it. You are going to pray like this. Say, valley of the shadow of death. Beloved, the day somebody invited me, he just called the church, my old branch. They called the church a phone that she needed help. Oh, that's why, my brother, it is not, if I say prayer is easy, I'm only joking. But the only thing that can help us in this, the only language the enemy understands is not negotiation, is prayer. Any believer that can pray, beloved, the enemy will be scared of you. On Sunday service like this, God just spoke to me and we began to pray against spirit of death. It was after Sunday, we call it joke breaking prayer. We prayed against spirit of death seriously that night. That day, not knowing that there was a sister who was heavily pregnant. That was even the first time she came to the church. Heavily pregnant there. We don't know why. They got her details. So she just got the details. But the enemy has come. Maybe she had a dream. I don't know what happened to her. We just pray. 1 hour prayer. Everybody left. After the prayer session, I was at home. The following day was a holiday. So it was really the day. I was at home like that. I didn't go to work. And lo and behold, we just received a phone call that the sister, there is somebody in the hospital that we have to come and see. She requested that people in that church, there was a prayer being prayed yesterday in that church, we need to come and pray for her. I said, they didn't call me. The person that was holding the church, but there was a church my mobile, they didn't, sorry, you are the one live close to the hospital. There's one body, give me the number. So I called my senior pastor, we have to honor the pastor over you. I said, sir, I got a message now, can I go? He said, go, sir. Okay, he prayed with me and I left. When I got to that was my first ever time that where they call intensive care unit. In fact, they were to translate that intensive care unit, they were to translate that place. It's called semi mortuary. Maybe some few minutes of mortuary. Ah, when I got there, I said, yes, now I know what the Bible was referring to. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for God is with me. I went up place. When I saw her, I could not recognize her. Why? The level of gadgets, the package, that I said, ah, was this not the woman that was in the church yesterday? And the devil has packed. They have concluded her. In fact, that was the response that I did that day to the glory of the Almighty God was what made the husband who are going to be a Muslim become a believer. That how can the church rise up like this? Beloved, as a believer, you need to make everywhere you are. Shout this one loud and clear. Say, valley of the shadow of death. Design for me and my family. Scatter by fire. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Pray that prayer in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Aha! Valley of the shadow of death. Desire for me and my family. Oh, yes, scatter. 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 Look at what is happening already. Pray for yourself tonight. In the name of Jesus, he will not come near you. In the name of Jesus, he will not come near us. In the name of Jesus, and let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we pray. When I saw her like this, by that time I saw her, she has already lost the pregnancy. Ah! I was so sad. She said, ah, thank God that it was her life that they targeted. But thank God she was in prayer yesterday. And that was how God brought her back from the spirit of death. She recovered and God set her free. I pray for somebody here. Every concluded work of darkness over you and your family member, tonight by the power in the name of Jesus, it shall be reversed in the name of Jesus. It will not come to pass. It will not come to pass. It will not come to pass. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. You are going to pray for your family members over and abroad. Shout this one loud and clear. Say every mark of death hanging around my family. Yeah, the word of the Lord. Scatter by fire. Pray. You don't know when the prayer will rescue them. Just pray that prayer. In the name of Jesus, the mark of death, it will not look at my children. The mark of death will not look at my family. The mark of death will not look at myself. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Pray for yourself. In the name of Jesus, pray for yourself, my sister. In the mighty name of Jesus, pray for yourself, brother. In Jesus' name, we are praying. You are going to pray like this. Some of us, the level of the problem we are passing through, my brother, my sister, you want to seek for another help somewhere. Some people suggest to you, go and consult Babalawo. That's the only thing that can help you. Go and do this, go and do that. You need to pray for yourself. There is a prayer I want everybody to pray tonight. Because the Yoruba used to say something. One thing, but you back on like what you money gives you. You know what that means? If the level of problem get to a certain level, you might want to consider going to Babylon. Beloved, Babylon, Egypt is an old place. You don't want to go there. The Bible says, if any man be in Christ, is a new creature. All things has passed away. Behold, I will do anything. Beloved, so the old ways, there are some battles. If we don't pray, they might lead us to consider going back to Egypt. You are going to shout this one loud and clear. Let everything inside your body know that you are praying. Say, any problem planning to attack me? Ha! You are a liar! Scatter! Any battle planning to happen in my life? Oh, yes, scatter tonight. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, scatter, scatter. Problem that is planning to attack my spiritual life. Oh, yes, scatter them. Oh, yes, scatter them. Oh, yes, scatter them. My brother, my sister. In the name of Jesus. Pray. In the name of Jesus. Pray. Look at what I'm doing. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. In Jesus' name. We are praying. You are going to pray the next one like this. Say powers. Saying prayer will not solve my problem. You need to pray that prayer seriously. There is somebody here that need that prayer. You are fasting. You are praying. You are doing all vigils. Yet, It seems nothing is making progress. There's some power that says prayer will not solve your problem. You are going to pray. Beloved, if you can wage war against that power, it might be your foundation that is wrestling, that you know, nothing you will do, it will not happen. That's why you see some people, after they try to live holy life, and they do all these things, they fasted, and yet the problems still increase and increase and increase. Shout this one without apology to any power. Say power! Saying prayer will not solve my problem. You are a liar! Scatter my fire! Oh yeah, scatter tonight. Open your mouth and pray. Every power that says prayer will not solve my problem. You are wicked. In the name of Jesus. Yes. In Jesus' name. We pray. I have a word for everybody on the line tonight, including myself. All what I want is just to say a big amen wherever you are. You don't need to unmute yourself. I don't need to hear you. Let God hear you. I don't need to hear you. I decree by the mandate of heaven that in the name that is above every other name, every power that is determined to end your life this year, if your amen is loud, the ground will open up and swallow them in the name of Jesus. They shall swallow them. They shall swallow them. They shall swallow them. In the name of Jesus. Please don't unmute yourself. Don't unmute yourself so that others can hear. Praise the name of the Lord. Don't unmute yourself. Just listen to me. I decree by the mandate of heaven that in the name that is above every other name, every conspiracy of darkness that is designed to turn your life upside down, today they shall scatter my fire.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus, they shall scatter my fire. In the name of Jesus, I pray for somebody here. In the name that is above every other name, every evil plot that somebody somewhere is using against you, they are speaking your name into that port. They are calling your name into that port. If your amen is loud, the port will explode and destroy their lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray for somebody here. Every register of death concerning your name and my name and my children's name, I command the blood of Jesus to wipe off our name from that place. In the mighty name of Jesus, every lie from the pit of hell assigned to destroy you and your family, the lies shall backfire. In the mighty name of Jesus, from today you will move from glory to glory. In the name of Jesus, you move from strength to strength in the name of Jesus, from battle to from battle into victory in the name of Jesus. You will not doubt, family, in the name of Jesus. Let your name be glorified in Jesus. Mighty name of pray. I still pray for somebody here. I don't know who is sitting down upon your Thanksgiving, upon your celebration. Your celebration is overdue, but there are some power sitting on it. Today, by the power in the name of Jesus, within now and the next 72 hours, whoever has made themselves a strong man, say your day of celebration will not come. If your heaven is loud, and if they choose not to repent, within now and 72 hours, the ground will open up and swallow them in the name of Jesus. God will destroy them personally in the name of Jesus. When God looked at the children of Israel, Egyptian, that were pursuing the children of Israel, he supervised that destruction even in the Red Sea. I stand here to decree any mandate issued against your family, saying that you will not see your promised land. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the mandate is reversed. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will get your promised land. You will get your promised land. You will get your promised land. In the mighty name of Jesus, for every parent and parent will be here on the day of your children's celebration, nobody will replace you in the name of Jesus. Nobody will stand for you in the name of Jesus. You will not end this year in shame in the name of Jesus. You will not end this year in battle in the name of Jesus. The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. And so shall it be. In Jesus' name we are praying. Amen. 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 In Jesus' name. Amen. Now you are going to pray three prayer points before you open a Bible to tonight's prayer. Want to engage a weapon in tonight's meeting. Praise the name of the Lord. You are going to pray for yourself. The Bible says, Matthew chapter 15 verse 13. It says, whatsoever
my heavenly Father has not planted. He promised us something. Matthew 15:13. He said, it shall be rooted out. Whatever. So there are some things that God did not plant in everybody's life. That sister that have been believing God for husband, and you have been praying and living holy life, it wasn't God that planted the delay. There is that brother that is so brilliant with good and great idea, and yet there is no man that said, "Does here come and take this job?" It's because it wasn't God that planted it; the enemy has planted. No wonder when the children, when the apostles, when the soldiers said, "Jesus, did we not plant good seed in this place?" He said, "True. Lord, it's true. You planted good seed, but what you can see now that the enemy has done it." But look at God for Jeremiah. In Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 6, the Bible says he can root out, to root out. So there are some things you need to get out of your life. That shame, you need to get it out of your life. That delay, you need to get it out of your life. That sickness, you need to get out of your life. Shout this one loud and clear. Say, whatever the Lord has not planted in my family, that is living with us day and night, by the power in the blood of Jesus, I uproot them tonight. In the name of Jesus, begin to uproot those things. Begin, mention those things. I uproot them by disgrace. Delay, I uproot you. No, barrenness, you are not my portion. I uproot you tonight. In the name of Jesus, begin to uproot those things. Shame and disgrace. Delay, stagnancy, and loneliness, begin to uproot the madness. Whatever God has not planted in your family, in the name of Jesus, begin to uproot them tonight. My sister, uproot them tonight. Tonight is your night. You must uproot those things tonight. In the name of Jesus. And let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we pray. I have a word for somebody here. As a result of the prayer you have just prayed now, if your amen is loud wherever you are, I don't need to hear it. Every mountain of slow progress that has been set up before you, each time you want to make progress, something will just happen and it will slow you down. Today, that mountain has been leveled. In the mighty name of Jesus, I declare, every satanic parasite that is eating that brother's business, every satanic parasite that say your business will not prosper, today I command it to dry up. In the mighty name of Jesus, I decree shall be well with you. In Jesus' name, we pray. So I can't leave you alone. You say you have uprooted something. Something must replace what you have uprooted. So you are going to plant good things in your life now. I don't know what you want to, but whatever you want, if it's prosperity, mention it. If it's long life, mention it. He said, with long life, I will satisfy you. I got another call yesterday, a boy of maybe 43 years old. What sin will he have committed? A boy that is promising, very handsome boy. They've wasted him. What did Barry say? I pray for somebody here. Mugbania Dua said to every parent and grandparent and great grandparent here tonight, and even parent to be, in our morning, don't you say, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus, you will not shed tears over your children in the name of Jesus. And so shall it be. In Jesus' name, we are praying. You are going to pray. Say, oh Lord, my Father, before this month expire, plant good things in my life. Open your mouth and pray and tell God what you want God to plant. I need a recovery. I need to get a new level of grace. Increase my anointing. Plant good things in my life. I will not be financially bankrupt. Open your mouth and pray and tell God what you want God to plant. Open your mouth and pray. Father, Lord, I come before you tonight. Endorse my prayer. Father, Lord, plant good things in my life, in my family, in the name of Jesus. Let them know that surely this one is serving the living God. The Bible says I can do exceedingly abundantly above what I can think or imagine. Only while you are an unlimited God. Father, do something great in my life. Let people know that surely this one is serving the living God. Let them see your handwriting upon my life in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray in the mighty name of Jesus.
Father, please restore me, O Lord. Oh, the joy of my salvation. Open your heart and pray for yourself, President. Pray for yourself tonight. In Jesus' name, those things you have mentioned have been planted. Lastly, before we open our scripture, the Bible says in Micah chapter 7 verse 8, it says, rejoice not against me, O my enemy. He said, when I fall, I shall rise again. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be the light unto me. I am using this scripture to pray for somebody on the night tonight. The enemy thought you are falling or you are already on the ground. But I use Micah 7, 8 for you tonight. That although they are rejoicing now, but before we share the grace in tonight's prayer, you will see your enemy crying in the name of Jesus. I say, rejoice not against me, O my enemy. He said, when I fall, I shall rise again. That sister, you will rise again. You will bounce back. You will rise again. You will bounce back. You have tried everything before, but since it's not working, but I'm telling you today, by the mandate of God, you will rise again. You will rise again. You will rise again. God will restore your joy in the mighty name of Jesus. Although you think you are sitting in darkness, God said, you're even though in that darkness, I will be your light. God will be your light in the name of Jesus. I pray for you, Lord. You will, God will glorify himself. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. 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 In Jesus' name. Praise the name of the Lord. I want us to open our Bible quickly. Thank you, Jesus. We don't have much time tonight, but the Holy Spirit will help us. Let us share. Tonight is, I'm praying on what I call, oh Lord, just take over my battle. Father, take over my battle. Father, take over my battle. Oh Lord, take over my battle. Beloved, whether you agree with me or not, this world is a battle. The day our parents gather sperms and egg to form you and I, that day battle started. How do I do that? There are several millions of sperm that our father released into several millions of egg in our mother, and only one could knife together, one of each, to form you and I. So if there are several million, and among the million, only one of them could lie together to form an egg. That means there's a battle even when we are reformed. So this world is full of what? Battle. Anyone that says, well, this world is too easy, yeah, no problem, we don't need to argue it. By the time the enemy starts knocking their head, they will understand. But the only thing I want to tell you tonight is that it's only God that can fight your battle for you. God is the only one. Without God, you cannot fight any battle. In Job chapter 14 verse 1, the Bible says, man born of a woman is of a few days, and those few days are full of trouble. It wasn't me that wrote it. It wasn't Dr. Dick Oluboya. This is the book of the Bible. So, man born of a woman is of a few days. And if you are here, oh, don't worry, I'm a nice person, nobody bothers me. If nobody bothers you, that means you are, they've already gotten you. But like I always tell people, when you get to a tree and you see a ripe mango, an unripe mango, and you feel like eating mango, and you want to pluck mango, which one will you go for? Will you go for the unripe one? No. I will go for the ripe one. Why? Because that's the one that will be sweet. Anyone, any destiny facing one battle or the other, there is a deposit of God inside their life. Who cares about the madman? And they want to fight the madman. It's not possible. Because the man's already got, they got in the man already. I pray that in the name that is above every other name, every battle confronting anyone here, if your amen is loud in your respective homes, the battle must expire tonight. In amen. The name of Jesus.
Amen.
The Bible says in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, I want to read a very long story there. It said, it happened after this, that the people of Moab, number one, they didn't say one person, people of Moab, number one, with the people of Ammon, number two, and others with them, the Ammonites, came to battle against one person called Jehoshaphat. Then some came and told Jehoshaphat, saying, a great multitude is coming against you from beyond the sea, from Syria. And they are Azazons, Tamar, with Engedi. In verse 3, and Jehoshaphat feared, which is normal. They say great multitude. They didn't say one, two. He didn't know the number. He feared and set himself to seek God's face and proclaim a fast. That's why it is very important for those of us who are not partaking in this 70 days fasting and prayer, the battle of fire is doing every year. We started just on Monday. It's not too late at all. Let us engage in that prayer session. Join the fast. In anywhere you are in the world, go to any mountain of fire, miracle ministry, and go and buy the book and join the fast. This world is full of battle. The theme of this year, prayer, fasting and prayer, is prayer battle. He said, and Jehoshaphat feared the Lord, feared, and set himself to seek the Lord, and proclaim a fast throughout all Judea. And Judah gathered himself and asked for help from the Lord. I pray God will send help to somebody tonight in the name of Jesus. And I'm going to send help. And from the cities of Judah, they came to seek God's face. So if you are passing through anything tonight, please take time to seek God's face. Let me move on. We run out of my time. If you now go to verse 13. Now when, after seeking God's face, God was about to give them an instruction. Now all the Judahs with the little ones and their wives and their children stood before the Lord. And the spirit of the Lord came upon Jaazel, the son of Benaiah, and the son of Joel, yeah, and the son of Mataniah, the Levite of the sons of Asaph, in the midst of the assembly. And said, listen to me, all you Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, and you the king of King Jehoshaphat. He said, thus saith the Lord to you, do not be afraid, number one. So I'm telling somebody tonight, don't be afraid of that battle at all. Or do not be dismayed because of this great multitude. Why? Because for the battle is not yours at all, but it's God's battle. I pray for somebody here. It doesn't matter how complex your battle looks like. Once you hand it over to the Lord, he will fight for you in the name of Jesus. He now said something to them. In verse 16, he said, tomorrow, go down against them. They will surely come up against you at Asset of Ziz, and you will find them at the end of Brook before the wilderness of Joel. That's 16. And you don't need to fight this battle. Look at that. You need not to fight this battle. Many of us are fighting our battle by ourselves. But unfortunately, you cannot fight it yourself. He said, you need not to fight the battle. Once you have given your life to Christ, battle will come. Once you can pray and call upon heaven, you need not to fight the battle. All what you need to do is to position yourself and stand still, and you will see the salvation of the Lord. Who is with you? Oh, Judah and Jerusalem, do not fear and be dismayed. Tomorrow, you shall go out against them, and for the Lord is with you. Let me move down to verse 20. Hold my time. In verse 20, then they rose up early in the morning, and they went to the wilderness of Tekoa. And when they got there, they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, you the inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, and you shall be established. Believe in the Lord your God, and you shall be established. Believe in his prophets. Many of us are too familiar with the prophet, but you don't care about the prophet. You say, believe in the prophet, you shall prosper. The prosperity of those people depend on what they believe in the prophet. His prophet is not their God, but it's a link between them and God. I pray for somebody here that in the name of Jesus Christ, you shall prosper. In the mighty name of Jesus. And when he had consulted the people, he appointed those who will sing unto the Lord. Imagine there are a battle of three nations against one person. He now said, appoint, that was the instruction God gave them, appoint singers. He said, seek unto the Lord, who will praise him in the beauty of his holiness. And they went out before the army. What are they saying? He said, praise the Lord for his mercy endure forever. For your mercies endure forever. Amen. For his mercy endure. That song alone was what brought victory to these people. In verse 22, the Bible says, now, when they began to sing praises to the Lord, the Lord set an ambushment. Remember, he told them earlier, the battle is not yours, but I will fight myself. That's God saying that. He said, he began to set ambushment against them, against the people of Ammon and Moabite and Mosia, who came against Judah, and they were all defeated. Ah, my sister, my brother, every battle from your father's house and your mother's house that has determined to relegate you to nothing, in the name of Jesus, as you sing this song tonight, because I'm going to create 2 minutes to sing that song. As you sing that song, God will defeat all of them tonight in the name of Jesus. What about the song? For your mercies endure forever. Amen. For your mercies endure forever. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. For your mercies endure forever. That was all what God needed for them to do. And the enemy were all defeated. Look at the strategy that God used in verse 23. The Bible says, for the people of Ammon and Moab stood against the inhabitants. I mean, two nations came together to fight Mosia. And they utterly killed and destroyed all of them. And when they had made the end to the Mosiah, they now help themselves to destroy one another. I decree, though hands join hands, the Bible said the wicked will never go unpunished. Everyone that gathered together against you and your family, in the name of Jesus, they will defeat themselves tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. And the Bible says, verse 24, when Judah came to the place overlooking the wilderness, they looked towards the multitude and they were all dead bodies falling on the head. No one escaped. Every of your enemy tonight, I gather them together. They will not escape the battle of God tonight in Jesus' name. And in verse 25, when Jehoshaphat and his people came in to take away the spoil, they found men and abundance, valuable on the dead bodies, and the precious jewelries, and them of themselves more than they could carry. They were there 3 days gathering the spoil that they were so much. Praise the name of the Lord. I decree today, the battle confronting you shall suddenly expire. But what you need to do is to commit that battle into the hand of the Lord. Beloved, when God take over your battle tonight, because that's going to be our prayer point for tonight. Father, I have fought this thing enough. You need to take over. When God take over your battle, he will personally confront your Goliath. When God take over your battle, he will take your past stories and turn it to tomorrow's testimonies. When God takes over your battle, he will take away shame and reproach from somebody here. When God takes over your battle, he will touch every department of your life for good. When God takes over your battle, he will make your enemy tremble before you. When God take over your battle, he will change your story to wonder. When God take over your battle, it will make your life full of joy unspeakable. When God takes over your battle, it will level all the mountain confronting you. When God takes over your battle, it will deliver you from the powers of your father's house. When God takes over your battle, it will change your mess into mercy. When God takes over your battle, it will restructure your life completely. But there is something you have to do. And that is a message for everybody tonight. For God to take over your battle, you must put on a garment of forgiveness. You must forgive. What is forgiveness? Forgiveness is to stop feeling angry at those who have done something wrong against you. They're not that they offend you. They have offended you. They have upset you. They have annoyed you. But stop feeling angry to someone who has done something terrible against you. Rather, forgive them. What is forgiveness? It's for God, you know, you to allow God to be God in that situation so that bitterness will not lead you into hellfire. What is it? What is forgiveness? It's an offense. Listen to this. It's an offense to keep anybody in mind. Anyone, any offense you keep against anyone become a fence between you and God. I repeat myself. Any offense you keep against anyone becomes a fence. You build a fence between you and your God. Because he commanded on in Matthew chapter 6, that verse 9, that we should forgive so that as our Heavenly Father forgive us. So forgiveness is the key for God to take over your battle. Number 4, what is forgiveness? It's for God to give all your wrongs. You must let go. God can forgive you, so you also must forgive. And forgiveness is not a choice, but is a must. Praise the name of the Lord. So the prayer tonight, if you are here, you have not surrendered your life today, do that, do so quickly, so that we can pray and go. Oh, we're almost running out of time. We have got to tell God. If you are here, you have been living in sin, no problem. But God, he said, Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, he said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. If you look at the last statement in that Jehoshaphat story, the Bible says God gave Jehoshaphat rest. He did not fight any other battle again. After the battle, his life was full of rest. He died at good old age. Why? Because God decided to take over his battle. My brother, my sister, tonight if you want God to take over your battle, you better surrender your life to him. Connect yourself back to God. You have tried everything, it doesn't work. But if you can connect yourself to God and pray the lesson of prayer we're going to pray, you will see God move in your life in the name of Jesus. So if I hear you have not surrendered your life to Christ, say this after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I am sorry tonight. I've disappointed you in several ways. I've not forgiven the way I should forgive. I've let you down in several things. I've come back as a prodigal son. Please tonight, please, take me back as your son and forgive me all of my sins. Cleanse me with your blood. Don't let the blood of Jesus be a waste upon my life. I want to say bye-bye to sin and Satan. Start a new fresh thing in my life and let your name be glorified. Thank you, Heavenly Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. So if you have prayed that prayer, I will say congratulations to you. You are welcome to the folks of those who can call upon God and God will answer them. Praise the name of the Lord. Father, I pray for those who have surrendered their life to Christ. You are the only one that can call. When nobody calls except to draw. You have drawn them, please preserve them. Father, for those of us who have already born again, please preserve us to the end. Give us the grace to forgive and let your name be glorified. Thank you, Heavenly Lord, in Jesus' name we pray. I pray that this forgiveness issue will not stand against us on the last day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Say this one loud and clear. Say, my Father, my Father, my Father. I hand over my battle before you tonight. Take over my family battle in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Father, take over my battle. Oduwa, take over my battle. Tell God to take over your battle tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, take over my battle tonight. Open your mouth and pray. The family battle, Father, take over. 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 Father, take over tonight. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Say, any wicked battle that has tied down my life on the spot, scatter by fire. Open your mouth and pray. You need to move forward from this. Open your mouth and pray. The battle that has tied down your life for on a particular spot, open your mouth and pray. The battle was expire. The battle must expire. The battle must expire. The battle must expire. The battle must expire. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Say, every battle of thou shall not excel operating in my life, scatter by fire. Oh, yeah, scatter the battle tonight. Every battle of thou shall not excel. Oh, yeah, scatter now in the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah, scatter now in the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah, scatter now in Jesus' name. We are praying. Say, oh God, my Father, as you have fought for Jehoshaphat, Fight for me too in the name of Jesus. Tell God to fight for your charm family. Open your water prayer. Fight for your marriage in the mighty name of Jesus. Open your water prayer. Father, fight for me, Lord. Fight for me, Lord. Fight for me, Lord. Fight for me, Lord. Father, fight for me, Lord. Father, fight for me, Lord. Fight for me, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying. It is done. Let me speak some word to us tonight. Father, I decree tonight, by the power in the name of Jesus, from today, God will move your life forward. In the mighty name of Jesus, every battle that the enemy has prepared in the remaining days of this year, if your amen is loud, that battle shall return back to sender in the name of Jesus. It shall return back to sender. It shall return back to sender. I declare, this year, 2020, no bad news will spoil your Christmas. In the mighty name of Jesus, no bad news will spoil your new year. In the name of Jesus, the Lord will fight for you. I cover you with the blood of Jesus. He shall be well with you. In this year 2020, every single day of this year, you will see the hand of God in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will not shed tears of sorrow. In the name of Jesus, nobody will give us bread of sorrow. In the mighty name of Jesus, cover us with the blood of Jesus. On the last day, O Lord, that us worthy to reign with you. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' precious name, we are praying. Amen, 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 in Jesus' name. I thank God for all of us that have joined tonight, and I believe strongly that God has done something great in your life. In your closer, continue to pray for the prayer line, that the gate of hell shall not prevail against it. I pray, O Lord, the Almighty God will fight for you, and the grace of God shall be upon you in the name of Jesus. Lift my family up to you in prayer, and I pray that the Almighty God will continue to fight for us, and you give us the strength to forge ahead in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. By the grace of God, next week Tuesday, we are meeting again on this same platform, and those who are single will meet on Monday, 8:30 to 9:30. As you join it, it shall be well with you. Can we share the grace in fellowship, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. For what the Lord has done tonight, seven thunders, hallelujah. 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 Please, next time, don't omit yourself. We are always disturbing those who are omitting themselves. Let us just concentrate on the prayer. God bless you all in Jesus' name.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Pastor. God bless you, Pastor.
God bless you, sir. More grace, more anointing.
God bless you, Pastor.
Thank you, Pastor. God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you,
Pastor. God bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Pastor. God bless.
Thank you. Bye bye. Thank you, sir. Bye.
Have a wonderful night, too.
Good night, Pastor. Thank you very much. Thank you, sir. Bye bye.
Good night, Pastor.
Good night, sir. Thank you.
Good evening, Pastor.
Thank you, sir. Daddy.
Good evening. Well done, sir. God bless you for the month, sir.
Yes, sir. You deserve a good one.